paying attention, because the Dominator is stirring. Come on, Croaker, we finished that business in Juniper. I went to the Barrowland. I saw for myself, Lieutenant. That thing is going to break loose. One of its creatures is out already, maybe dogging One-Eye and them. I'm convinced. The Dominator is a step from breaking out, and not half-assed like in Juniper. I turned to the lady. Ardath, what was that I figured? I lost track of how long we've been in the plane. It was about 90 days when we came in. It took you 8 days to get here, Elmo said. I lifted an eyebrow. The Menhirs. Of course. 8 days, then. Away from 90 for a worst-case scenario. 82 days till the Great Barrow opens. I went into more detail about the great tragic river floods. The lieutenant was not convinced. Neither was Elmo. And you cannot blame them. The lady weaves crafty, intricate plots, and they were sneaky guys who judged others by themselves. I did not proselytize. I was not wholeheartedly born again myself. It was of little consequence whether or not those two believed, anyway. Darling makes the decisions. She signed for everyone to leave but me. I asked Elmo to show Ardath around and find her a place to bunk. He looked at me oddly. Like everyone else, he figured I'd brought me home a girlfriend. I had trouble keeping a straight face. All those years they have ridden me because of a few romances written when we first entered the lady's service. And now I'd brought her home. I figured Darling wanted to talk about Raven. I was not wrong, but she surprised me by signing, "She has sent you to propose an alliance, has she not?" Quick little devil. Not exactly, though in practice it would amount to that. I went into the details, known and reasoned, of the situation. Signing is not quick work, but Darling remained attentive and patient, not at all distracted by whatever was going on inside her. She took me over the value, or lack thereof, of my document cache. Not once did she ask about Raven, nor about Ardath, though my friend was on her mind too. She signed, "She is correct in saying that our feud becomes inconsequential if the Dominator rises. My question must be, is the threat genuine or a ploy? We know just how convoluted a scheme she can manage." "I am sure," I signed in reply, because Raven was sure. He had made up his mind before the ladies' people began to suspect. In fact, as far as I can tell, he developed the evidence that convinced them.
"Goblin and One-Eye, are they safe?"
"As far as I know, I never heard of them being captured."
"They should be getting close. Those documents, they are the crux still."
"Even if they do not contain the secret of her name, but only that of her husband."
"She wants access."
"I would assume so. I was released for some reason, though I cannot say what the reason behind the reason was." Darling nodded.
"So I thought.
Yet I am convinced that she is honest in this, that we must consider the Dominator the more dangerous and immediate peril. It should not be too difficult to anticipate most of the ways she could become treacherous."
"And there is Raven."
"Here it comes," I thought.